This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to watch this live, you can do that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, you'll find us there on YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Thank you to Michael Roach over there, my friend. I appreciate you and your efforts. With that said, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, please do so. Give us your information, add to, take away, contend, comply, whatever you want to do. Let's just be sound about what we do going forward. Again, friends, I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. 1 Timothy 2:5. Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, the list goes on. Hopefully you get the point here. Listen, I've got much to cover. I have you for 2 hours, and I just had something pass through over to my desk just a couple minutes ago, and I am highly agitated, but it comes as no surprise because yesterday we spent much time on it. Maybe what I'll do is just gloss over it really quick. If anybody's ever heard of Robert Spencer, he's a pretty well-known guy nationwide. He's got an organization called Jihad Watch. And it just came out just 5 minutes ago, friends. U.S. government hands out tens of millions of dollars to Muslim organizations linked to Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood. Did you hear what I said? As a matter of fact, it was just released minutes ago, 9 minutes ago. Did you hear what I said, friends? This is happening today. For those that have not figured out the game that you're caught up into, I want to let you know that you're being lied to constantly by the people that you've been led to trust. I want you to listen to what Robert Spencer said real quick here, friends, concerning his article, the United States government's hands out, not is going to, but did, hands out tens of millions of dollars to Muslim organizations in America linked to Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood. Again, this should come as no surprise as to why we know that we have 35 jihadi camps in America broadcast from CNN when they told partial truths back in 2009, as well as Fox News under Sean Hannity back in 2009. They did both do two great exposés. We have 35 jihadi camps on American soil, and you're being led about by the nose to pay attention to the clowns in the circus of politics concerning this fabricated, contrived charade called the impeachment process. Now, I said that to tee it up for the very purpose that I want you to listen to what Robert Spencer had to say. U.S. government hands out tens of millions to Islamic organizations, the Clarion Project. The U.S. government, under the Trump administration, has handed out tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to the Islamist organizations, according to research done by Sam Westrop at the Middle East Forum, acronym MEF. Did you hear what I said? Under the Trump administration. I want you to understand that Robert Spence is all about Donald Trump. I believe at this point he's probably turning his head saying, what are we doing here? He's probably turning his head at this point saying, who are our enemies? I can tell you who your enemies are, friends. The same of that of Jesus Christ. Who was it? It was one of his own. Who was it? It was Judas. How did he sell them out? He sold them out for 30 pieces of silver. This is why I continuously reference Luke 22, verse 48, when in comparison, in parallel to that of corruption in America that you tolerate. As MEF noted, between 2017 and 2018, the amount of taxpayers' money given to organizations either influenced or controlled by Islamist activists more than tripled, friends, from $4 million to $13.5 million under the Obama administration. The amount given to the Islamist-linked organizations averaged a mere $1.7 million each year. But most recently, in October of 2019, the government awarded the Muslim Brotherhood-linked Council on American Islamic Relations CARE with $100,000 in federal grant government money. And this is what we covered yesterday. CARE was listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the largest ever terror funding cases in American history. The government officially ended all partnerships with the organization in 2009 because of CARE's connections to funding the Hamas terror group. Yet CARE was recently the recipient of the $100,000 Department of Homeland Security grant as a part of its DHS's nonprofit security grant program. Folks, they're just giving them money under the guise or of a front of another name. That's all. In addition to monies given to CARE, MEF found that the government gave $57,000 to the Muslim American Society, acronym MAS. In 2008, federal prosecutors said that the MAS was founded as the overt, that's what it says, overt arm of the Muslim Brotherhood in America. Last year, children from MAS, again the acronym Muslim American Society, school rejected poetry about the killing of Jews. $100,000 to Dar al-Haraj, an extremist mosque in Virginia there. A 2002 Customs and Border Protection documented stated that the DAH is operating as a front for Hamas operatives in the United States of America. Did you hear what I said? They're being aided. Our enemies are being abetted by that of our representatives that we're told, friends. And we're seeing this now by these grants that are being given to those that are Hamas terror-tied and linked. Okay? I want you to keep in mind, friends, Robert Spencer is all about Donald Trump. But he's now exposing Donald Trump for these funds that are being released into these organizations. The research, again, was done by Sam Westrop at Middle East Forum. The title of the article is United States Government Hands Out Tens of Millions to Islamist Organizations through the Clarion Project. And I want you to listen to this one more time, friends. As MEF noted, between 2017 and 2018, the amount of taxpayers' money given to organizations either influenced or controlled by Islamist activists more than tripled from $4 million to $13.5 million, friends. This all happening under Donald Trump's administration. The U.S. government under the Trump administration has handed out tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to Islamist organizations in America.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about... friends, I you know what, America, before God and before you, your blood, my responsibility in telling you what I've always told you for the last 3 years is off my hands. Paul used that vernacular. It's biblical vernacular, and it's the vernacular that I use. Because what happens, this ministry shows the American people 15 times over, at least, what's coming up down the road. Once we get there, the American people get freaked out, and then they say, what are we supposed to do, Bradley? Prevention is better than cure. It would have been better to lay the axe to the root of the tree rather than to deal with the branches on the tree concerning the issues that we have. Now we're here. Now we're finding out who Donald Trump is. And I'm talking about those that have had their eyes closed shut for the very purpose that they were willfully blind to the issues concerning this administration because they wanted to believe the false prophets. They wanted to believe their favorite hireling in the pulpit, John 10:12. They wanted to believe their favorite politician. Friends, does this sound like a Christian administration? To fund their enemies coming into the United States of America all the while knowing that they're not here to assimilate? The article is written by Robert Spencer, Jihad Watch. Credible source. He's a good guy. The U.S. government under the Trump administration has handed out tens of millions of tax dollars to Islamist organizations, according to research done by Sam Westrope at Middle East Forum. Again, the acronym is MEF. Keep in mind, friends, that Robert Spencer is all about Donald Trump. Well, we had someone weigh in. Mortimer says, counterproductive. The U.S. government is handing out tens of millions to jihad organizations that promote and propagandize in favor of jihad in America, but not a cent to organizations that describe and criticize jihad. He said, this is pure madness. Yes, it is. This is why we judge men by their fruit, friends. This is why Jesus continuously, through him and his disciples, continuously warned the American people as to what to watch out for. What to watch out for. How many times did the Lord, and has the Lord, said, be not deceived. Take heed. Pay careful attention. Be not deceived. Take heed. Pay careful attention. The Lord said, Matthew 7:16, you judge men by their fruit, not by what they say. Ephesians 4:14 tells us that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Second Corinthians, I'm just taking this live, friends. We're doing live radio right now. Broadcasting into 118 cities across the United States of America, even as we speak. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country. Going to 2 Corinthians 11:14. By the way, I'm bringing forth what nobody else is willing to do in this country for some reason or another. I suppose they have too much to lose, don't they? 2 Corinthians 11:14, this is through Paul to the Corinthians church. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. They play the good guy. But what does he say in ending verse 15, 2 Corinthians 11? Whose end shall be according to their works. Okay, so this is it, friends. Donald Trump can say whatever he wants about how good of a guy he is. And he's the best that you've ever had in your corner. He continuously likes to promote himself, doesn't he? Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, devil. Because you're falling right now. You're being uncovered right now. John 15. John 7:7. You judge him by what he does, not by what he says. What is he doing? He's funding, friends. He's handing tens of millions of dollars to Muslim organizations linked to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States of America. Does that sound like someone that wants to make America great again? Or is your country being handed off like I've been telling you for 5 years? And the way that I make reference into knowing what I'm talking about is because I merely go back to the Word of God and see what happens. See, the best way to predict the future, friends, is to know the past. And if you don't take the time to know the past, how are you going to know the future? Well, the mistake men always make is they depart from God. They give themselves over to men. Read Isaiah 30. It's a big no-no. The curses fall upon a nation. That nation and the people are destroyed. Their posterity, if they make it through, rise up, and they go back to the God that their forefathers and their parents forsook. That's the history of men. Let me go back to Mortimer and his comments. He said the U.S. government simultaneously financing the promotion of jihad and then spending billions in fighting jihad. He said, what could be more counterproductive? What could be more counterproductive? That's where you're at today. For all of you Trumpites, just keep closing your eyes. For all of you Trumpites, you need to understand something. You better get your eyes off of this facade and this charade going on concerning this phony impeachment process. Because while you're paying attention to that, these are the kind of things that they don't want you to take notice of. And by the way, did you get this information, friends? Did you get it from the USA Today? Did you get this from Time Magazine? Did you get this from Fox News, friends? Did you get this from Rush Limbaugh? Did you get this, friends, from MSNBC? Did you get this from ABC? Did you get this information from CBS? No. And this should explain to you why big tech companies are targeting guys such as Robert Spencer and myself. because they don't want you to know what they're really doing. And this is exactly what they're really doing. U.S. government hands out tens of millions of dollars of your tax dollars to Muslim organizations in America linked to Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood, Robert Spencer just reported. Folks, at 2 o'clock, that was 25 minutes ago, and I want to end with this before I switch topics. The U.S. government, said he, under the Trump administration, has handed out tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to Islamist organizations. This happening in your country today. What are you being told by this administration? Absolutely nothing. Because the reason they get away with what they get away with, this is what people need to begin to think about. They do what they do because it's the unthinkable. They don't believe that you would believe that they would be responsible in doing things that the Trump administration is doing today. And of course, if you were to bring this information to them, and I can have the documentation like I have right now in front of my face, I can hold this up in front of Donald Trump, but he knows all the cameras, you know, all the fake news that continuously broadcasts on his behalf on a 24/7 basis, giving the message that he wants to the world. If I had the documentation, put it right in front of his face and said, why did you just give tens of millions of dollars to Islamist organizations in America here? You know what he would do in front of everybody, friends? He would demonize me. He would then polarize me. He would point his finger back at himself and said, he would say of himself that nobody's protected the American people more than I have. Ignoring what I just asked him. Only to get you off of topic in believing that he's the best president that ever has been. Which, in fact, friends, what he has done, Barack Hussein Obama, just as bad, could have never gotten away with in a million years. He could have never gotten away within a million years, friends. That's why he's doing it. Just like I said, why is he doing it? Because his followers would never think in a million years that he would do such a thing. Well, guess what, all of you Trump idolaters? Guess what he's doing? He's doing the unthinkable, isn't he? Yep. And he's doing it on your watch. You're being laughed at every step of the way. Hey, folks, I got a question for you because I see this all day concerning this whole process of impeachment. Who's been charged? You know, I keep seeing about how, again, Trey Gowdy's in the picture, friends, blasts Schiff's arguments. Hey, friends, who's Trey Gowdy ever prosecuted? Do you see how you're caught up into this game that they've created? This stand-in government, friends, this pretended government, which runs antithetical to we the people in so many different ways. We get Graham, who stands up and he blasts this guy. And all of Donald Trump's followers are satisfied. They're appeased. They're appeased by the great appeasers that sell themselves to you as your representatives, friends. You better wake up, because I can't do what you need to do. And you need to stand up and begin to hold the feet of these corrupt politicians and hold them accountable concerning the violations of the transgressions of the United States Constitution. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump's defense team has wrapped up for the weekend in the Senate impeachment trial. White House legal counsel Pat Cipollone started by saying the president has done nothing wrong, and he outlined how the defense plans to prove that by countering much of what the prosecution said.
President Trump has a strong record of support for Ukraine. You will hear that from the witnesses in their record.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded.
The president's counsel did something that they did not intend. They made a really compelling case for why the Senate should call witnesses and documents. They kept saying there are no eyewitness accounts, but there are people who have eyewitness accounts. The very four witnesses and the very four sets of documents that we have asked for.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Changing topics. This is absolute insanity, what's going on in this country. How people don't read to this administration, you have to have your eyes closed real hard and your ears closed. You can't con a con, friends. The best police officers are those that know the mind of the enemy. And the way to do that is, again, to study your founding documents, starting with the Word of God. The presupposition is that God is, and He is. Without that, you have no presupposition. You have nothing to premise or predicate your conversation on. They lose everything in the wind, friends, because it's not based upon the rock, the truth, the word of the Lord that endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Bradley. Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. Amen. Now, I want to move over to something else concerning another topic here. Listen, I'm 6'5". I got tattoos up and down my body. I got hair all the way down to my backside. And yes, it's all there. The greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and then put him back into that unholy situation. And it's exactly what He's done with this ministry. Now, before you want to begin to strain at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel, have you ever noticed that the Lord, who He sends, He sends the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty? Have you ever noticed that the Lord likes to choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise? Yeah, that's what it talks about in the Word of God. Why? That no flesh should glory in His presence. Now, why am I saying that? Well, I mean, can you imagine John the Baptist, that hairy brother from another mother? A leather girdle on, eating honey and locusts. I mean, can you imagine that rocker dude in those days coming forward today and preaching? Do you think he'd be accepted or rejected? No, they people in this country have been conditioned to believe the lying politicians who have the nice little haircuts on and the expensive suits on. And then the people that are willing to tell them the truth, they reject because they don't look the part. Well, who taught you that? The reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because people look at this ministry and they say, you know what, I don't like the way he says it. Says what? If you're going to go over the end of the cliff, and if I've already seen 100 cars go over the end of the cliff, does it matter how I warn you as to what's coming up? That precipice that you're going to go over the end of, does it matter? I mean, wouldn't it be on my part more love to be more adamant and saying, hey, stop! I've seen cars go over the end of the cliff, and they've crashed at the bottom to their own destruction. Wouldn't you see more of a love within me from being so forthright with you as to say, in a whispering tone, hey, you better watch out? See, people have it backwards. They've been conditioned a certain way. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is don't shoot the messenger. You know, John Calvin said that, listen, when a dog barks at my master, I'm there to defend him. And it's exactly right, and it's exactly what I'm doing right now, out of love, in the defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? Well, the Bible says that we're not to find our faith in the power and the demonstration of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. When I go to Hebrews 1:7, it says that we're called to be ministers as the flames of fire. And you all know, for those that listen to me, that John Wesley, that famous prophet field preacher in England in the 1700s, he said that he used to set himself on fire that the world might come watch him burn. If you don't understand that, get down on your knees and ask the Holy Ghost. He'll give you understanding. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. You know, the Bible says that Jesus spoke as one having an authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. The Bible talks about Jesus and John the Baptist crying. John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness. Jesus crying out to those that knew better, but they continuously refused and rejected the counsel of God against themselves. That and to that of their own demise and their own damnation. Why? Because they looked for the approbation of man. They cared more about the approbation of man than they did the praise of God. Okay? That's what you're getting here from the pulpit every day, every single day. You know, and when I'm thinking about this, I began to think about sports. And what I want you to do right now is just follow me. Americans, I want you to do this. Just think with me for a moment, if you would. I want you to picture with me 40,000 people getting together to protest abortion, homosexuality. Protesting crime in their government concerning their said representatives. I want you to picture 40,000, 80,000 people that are in an arena every single week in one city in 50 different states. So do the math and see what that adds up to. Take all those people, take them to the capital of the state to protest the things that they should protest. Okay? And what I want them to do is to consider the laws of our constitutional republic. I want them to consider the price paid for the freedoms in which they have. And what I want them to do is to understand that they're to protest their government for the crimes against we the people. Do you realize that in 1 week we could change our country? 1 week. When the people in this country say that enough is enough, it would stop. How is it that the American people have evolved into finding within themselves that it's normal to strip, to allow them to strip themselves of their God-given rights and be silent about it? Now, I want you to think about these same people that refuse to go to the Capitol and protest their government. Protestant has meaning, right? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And instead of protesting with all their might crimes in their government against the innocent in the womb, against their children in public schools, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I want you to picture these same people. I want you to picture these same people in an arena. painting themselves half purple and half yellow, like in Minnesota, that's the Vikings, putting horns on the top of their head, presenting themselves as absolute fools for the whole world to see, while screaming their lungs out on the behalf of their favorite football players who are on the field with tights on fighting over a pig ball. I want you to picture this with me. This is normal, okay? But for some reason, while losing all dignity, they think that for some reason or another, that's normal. And what I'm doing on the radio, which, by the way, used to be common ground back in the 1950s in this country, for those that didn't know, they want you to believe that there's something wrong with guys like me. And they want you to believe that when they're dressed up, some of them half naked, letters across their bodies, horns on their head, half purple, half yellow, shouting their lungs out, friends, literally, on the behalf of their favorite football player, that's normal. That's normal. And they think you're too extreme if you actually go protest corruption in their government. And by the way, that is the church's job. The greatest advocates to crime in this country are those 300,000 pulpits that remain silent every week. I want you to think about this. Something wrong with me, but this is normal. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully, if you would, friends. This is some audio of commentators at games after they make the play. This is what they want you to believe is normal. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Wow, I mean, I guess that's the new norm. You know what? While the big boys are having fun worshiping their favorite members on a football team. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget to tell you this? This applies to golf. You know, them praising the guy that knocks a little ball into the dirt, who makes millions of dollars off the stupidities of the sponsors. And the only reason the sponsors can do it is because the people are paying for it. Oh, don't forget about those guys that have that wooden bat and they hit a ball. And people are entertained out of their freedoms watching that as well. But this is normal. Well, what about a soccer ball? Or how about this one, a plastic puck? Yeah. Or a volleyball. Or what about this one? This one's one of my favorites. What about the cars that drive in a big circle 500 times and they act like a bunch of lunatics? They want you to believe that's normal. But when a guy like me tells you that 4,000 babies were murdered in the womb and it needs to stop and your government sanctioned it, there's something wrong with me. Or you have representatives working on the behalf of special interest groups trying to inundate to demoralize your children by taking on transgender indoctrination, which is a crime in this country. So is sodomy itself. It's a felony. No, but there's something wrong with me, friends. What you do and what your friends that critique a guy like me, they want you to believe what they do is normal and I'm abnormal. Wow. You know, it's really true when I think of 1 John 4. And when I go to 1 John 4, this is what comes to my aid. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is of God. What I'm doing right now. And every spirit that confesseth not, in other words, they think I'm crazy for warning you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not of God. It's the spirit of Antichrist. You are of God, little children, and to overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about, friends, America's new God is sports. Okay? You know, it's interesting when you look at those that go to a game, whatever it may be. You know, they go in there and they give their opinion and they shout down their coaches on their prospective teams when they do the wrong thing. Instead of them taking responsibility and putting God's moral law in their own faces and taking responsibility and protesting corruption in government to right the wrongs, they got to justify themselves by going and paying $100 for a ticket so they can yell at their team's coach or their favorite players. Isn't it interesting how they all sit in the stands and tell those on the field as to what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it? They're not on the field. These are also the same people, these same hypocrites, friends, that judge guys like me in the sense of saying, you know what, can you believe this guy's doing what he's doing? Come on, I just don't know about that Bradley Dean. Well, here, do this. Judge me by my fruit that God has borne through me over the last 23 years. I want you to judge me by my fruit. Because the trouble that I get in, it's for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Or it's for doing while you're sitting there doing nothing, right? And you're judging me just like you are at that football game or baseball game or whatever case, the case it may be. You're sitting there judging me for what I'm leaving off, but you're not a part of the answer. So you need to do is you need to go look in the mirror and you need to tape your mouth shut because you're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. I'm bringing this up for the very purpose, friends, that when we look at men of old, what did they say? Well, listen to what, and by the way, this is what the Holy Ghost does. The Bible says in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Absolutely it is. He comes in power. David understood the power. Elijah understood the power. Gideon understood the power. The apostles understood the power. Jesus really understood all that power, all-consuming power. Amen. But I want you to listen to this. This is Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, preach not calmly and quietly as though you were asleep, but preach with fire and pathos and passion. You know, it's interesting. Again, let me go back to these two sets of hypocrites. You got these people at the games. That's where their fire is. That's where their pathos is. And that's where their passion is. Mine is just standing up and living for those men that fought, bled, and died, giving us what we have today. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:15 that we're to live unto him who died for us. You live for your idols. I live for the living God, by the power of the living God, through the Holy Ghost. Look at this. That was Charles Spurgeon. This is George Whitefield. George Whitefield, by the way, was financed and funded concerning his ministry by none other than Benjamin Franklin. Whitefield knew where to go. He went to the young people. He's preaching. He was a great awakening preacher who used to go into the colleges during the Revolution era to wake the young people up. This is what he said. This is George Whitefield. The Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud shout can awaken them out of it. Why, hey, friends, by the way, again, speaking to these idolaters, this is why pro wrestling, this is why football stadiums are filled, wrestling stadiums are filled. This is why hockey stadiums are filled. This is why, folks, boxing events are filled. Why? Because people want to see a fight. They want to see life, but they just don't want this kind of life. They're like Nadab and Abihu. They want the strange fire. They want to live their own lives and serve the God that they have created. That's not good for you or your soul. Rest assured. Just ask Nadab and Abihu. This is Whitefield. He said, it's a poor sermon that gives no offense. I hope you are offended to the point that you repent. I don't mean to offend you to offend you. I mean to offend you by the use of the law and the hand of Christ in my preaching that brings about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment that drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Galatians 3:24. But listen to what Whitefield said. It's a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself nor with the preacher. If you're mad at me, good. I'm doing my job. If you're not, I'm probably not doing my job. People need to wake up in this country, friends. And I want to tell you this, first and foremost, I'm not moved by what you think. I'm not moved. If you're in error, I'm not moved. It's my job to correct, to instruct, to reprove out of love. Because, again, we understand that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. That's a thing of the past in this country. People today have been conditioned to listen to the flattering tongue. The Bible says that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. They would rather be spoiled. And by the way, that goes for much of the suicides taking place in the lives of young people all across the country today. Because people don't love them enough to tell them the truth. That life is hard. That straight and narrow and difficult is the way. They want to tell them wide and broad and easy is the way of life. No, it's not. Reminds me of those young people today that are being allured into the military to fight unconstitutional wars for the most part, to make billions and trillions of dollars off of, on the behest of corrupt politicians. Just ask Cheney. Just ask Donald Trump with Iran right now in Syria. Remember what General Wesley Clark said. He said if there was no resources in those countries, there wouldn't be a military presence there. That's right. Right? But you know how they're alluring young people? I just seen one today. You know how they're alluring young people to join the military? It's the same thing. This is a lack of love. They're alluring young people to join the military for benefits, for college. See, a lot of those kids, what they do is they get drafted in, or they take the bait. They want the benefits. They get there. And then all of a sudden they're shipped off into Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria or some other third world country. They get over there. And you know what they do, friends? A high number of them, they commit suicide. Why? Because the cross was never laid to them. They didn't understand the cross. They seen that their parents were enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Right? They watch their parents dance around the cross, but they never seen them bore the cross. Right? See, that's a fictitious Jesus, friends. Let me tell you, when you weigh it in the light of Scripture, friends, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. See, he who tries to save his life will lose it. See, he who loses his life for my sake will find it. I mean, how contrast does this need to be? It's real simple. But again, go back to the military, friends, and look how they're alluring young people. Benefits. And oftentimes they don't even get the benefits. They're promised one thing, they get in, and then they're shipped off somewhere else. I guess that's love today. No, that's a lie. And it's premised on a lie. So, I could go off on this for hours. You know, it tells us again in 1 John 4, there's two different voices, friends. There really is. I mean, how many times I've done church services and it's like these people are sitting there looking at me like a cow looking at a new gate. And it's like they're hearing one thing and it's like that's not what I'm saying. There's two different voices. The Bible says they are of the world, therefore they speak of the world and the world heareth them. Here's the affirmation, confirmation, and the resolve. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John. You can go 4 through 7 if you'd like. There it is. I also think about how we're taught to preach. I mean, I think about Jesus making a scourge of a whip and goes through the temple, overthrows tables. Ah, Jesus shouldn't be doing that, man. What is he thinking? You know, that's not the Jesus of my Bible. I know it's not Jesus of your Bible because there's not a Bible that denounces what I just told you. There probably is a new interpretation, but woe unto those. Read Revelations 22 concerning those that want to revise the revised version of the revised version. Dangerous business, friends. Don't add to or take away the words of prophecy, because if you do, the curses will fall upon you. And ask the people that have done it, because it's true. Just think about this, John 2:15, and when he had made a scourge of small cords, this being Jesus Christ, he drove them all out of the temple. Is this the picture of Jesus that you get from the pulpits, friends? He drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers of money and overthrew the tables. Whoa, dude. How often do you hear that? And he said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house of merchandise. Wow. As a matter of fact, it tells us in John 2:17, the zeal of thine house hath eaten him up. You know what? How many people are zealous over God's house and his honor? I haven't seen a lot of that going on. I just see everybody trying to play the diplomat, right? The diplomatic magicians. Hour two coming up. Got a whole nother topic, friends. It's all about a letter from the American forefathers to you. At length, what did they say? We warned you. Hour two coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.